is Tom.
Hey, Tom, it's Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Hey, so we're working on, you know, trying to get an approval for you over here. Actually, I needed to get, or at least as far as the merchant statements go that you sent over to me for the credit card processing, they're telling me that, let's see, they're in a text document. They're asking if you had them in another form, just because the ones that we have, it doesn't actually show, I think, like, maybe the merchant name. They're asking if you had, if there were, I don't know, maybe like an official file that you had. I'm not sure if when you sent them over, if it was just like copy and pasted or something like that.
Well, no, it's downloaded off of the internet. The thing is, I can do a PDF file, but it doesn't give me the whole thing. I can give you a short version of that. I think they have all the information you need on it. How much do you need of it? Do you want to see all the deposits daily and stuff like that, or just hold it for the month?
You know, normally they ask for the full statement.
Here's what I'd almost rather do.
Sure.
I'd rather just give you my email account or the website address and my password.
Uh-huh.
You guys can go in and look at them.
Okay.
There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, they're not like going to change anything or, you know.
Okay.
It's just an informational for the most part, so
sure.
I'm not.
I can't say that I've done it before, but we can give it a shot.
Well, the thing is I've gone through this before.
Oh, okay.
When I try to download it, it downloads it as an internet thing, and I have to be connected to my account before I can even bring them back up.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay.
I don't know. And to text, to go under a text as opposed to a PDF file is the only way I can, it'll let me even download and save them.
I gotcha.
Hang on, let me look at something here real quick.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Yeah, I'm looking over here. The note that I got, it says the reason that they can't use them is because the text document does not show the name of the processor on it.
Oh, you mean like Avalon?
Yeah.
Or KeyBank? Well, actually, it goes into my KeyBank, so I got the information through, but it is from a company called Avalon. Does my processing. Yeah, I'm looking here. Yeah, it just has merchant services and an address on there.
Yeah.
Let me look at the other one here real quick if it'll let me.
Yeah, they're pretty particular on needing all the information, just, you know, especially in this instance where a lot of the sales are done through the processing.
Yeah, 50% of my sales are now locked up my computer. Okay. Yeah, that and won't work. Let me see what this does. Hi, is Joe there? Is there an email? All right, let me see something here. All right. Come on. Yep, that one doesn't say it either. I don't know if I don't get any paper files.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. I mean, I can give you this account. Let me look on this account real quick and see if that information you're after is even on there.
Sure.
I'm going to read it. My computer doesn't want to. You know what? No place on here.
Not seeing it.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't give Avalon's name. I think that's what you're after, right? Or some key bank on it.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, it doesn't. I go to it's an entity called Merchant Connect, which must be just a company that they use, you know, to report this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at them, and it has nowhere does it say, you know, it just has all my information as far as what went in for the month, and, you know, MasterCard, Visa, Discover.
Oh, kind of like a general overview of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or what I printed out to send to you. But yeah, nowhere does it have any of that name, one of those names on it. I guess my only question would be, and again, it may be a lot of work, or at least I don't think it verify some. You know, you have my bank statements. If you could take like my March, what I sent you, my March Merchant Service Connect thing, and look at like for March 1st, you know, it looks like what went into my account matched up with what went in my bank account.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nothing. I have nothing. I mean, I could probably try to call Avalon and see if they could email me something that has their information on it, you know, that I use them.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know what they... The thing is, like, talk to them.
Oh, okay.
They send me to this merchant account.
Oh, is she going to be back tomorrow? Or?
Yeah.
This is who I sent this up through. I set this up through them so I can go on there and get my reports.
Okay. Let's see. Now you said on the PDF that you're able to get, that is what it's just giving you the general overview, and that doesn't have a name on it either.
Correct.
Okay.
The only name that's on it is the Merchant Connect, which is the website I go to get that information.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Are you able to send me that PDF, and I can
I don't think I can.
Oh, no?
Well, the only problem with that I know I have is downloading it. It loads. Let me look at something here real quick. It only downloads, unless I do the text, it only downloads. Oh, come on. It only downloads to, in order to read it, I have to be on my account, on my Merchant Connect account.
Oh, you have to be logged in on the account to read it?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Otherwise I sent it to you. You won't be able to read it, because I've tried to download it and then look at it, not being logged in.
Is it... No, sorry, just trying to understand it. When you're logged in and you're viewing it, are you able to, I don't know, just like print that screen that you're viewing?
Sure.
I guess you handle some of the financing for the company, too? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see what you guys have in a pipeline, either for equipment financing or working capital. It looks like you guys are pre-approved for about $250K.
All right, and I'm looking at the screen, so let me try to
see what happens.
Is there a
time of the year?
Prints out.
How you doing?
Yeah, it doesn't even print out the whole thing.
Hmm.
It prints out my total sales for the month, my returns, net sales, and total year-to-date sales.
Hmm.
And it has my name on it, my merchant ID number. That's all it has on it.
Put the name and the merchant ID number. Okay. Okay.
I'm happy to give you what I have available to me. It just this thing isn't helping me out much here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. If it's not too much trouble for you, would you be able to send me what you have, and I will take that and go to our underwriters who, you know, might be able to give us a little insight on, you know, what we're working with and what they would suggest as, you know, the best course of action here. Just because in order to, you know, get this, you know, approved for you, the merchant statements are a big piece of it. So it's something that we're definitely going to need to figure out.
Okay. Well, before we go much farther with that, then, when you want the merchant statements so bad, you're not going to take a percentage of that, are you? Is that what you're looking at doing?
You know, I'm not sure which programs they're trying to fit you into, but I do know the reason that they're asking is because a large percentage of your sales are through the merchant statements for
okay.
the processing.
All right. Anytime
it's over 20%, they need the full statements.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can give you, I'll load up some stuff and send them out to you as soon as I can.
Okay.
I'll try to print off what's printing off for me, I'll scan it in and get them over to you.
Okay, sure, yeah, you know, anything, and I'll do my best to, you know, try to find the right course of action to take here, and we'll see what we can do.
All right, we're into my lunch rush right now, so I'll have to do this after I'm done with my lunch rush. So don't
okay, no problem.
The next 10 minutes, it'll be a little bit later today.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Get them out to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Tom.
All right, Tom, bye.